It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, we continue our summer book series with poems about Billy the Kid. John Bradley has a new collection of poetry about the Wild West outlaw called The Cosmic Chronicles of Billy the Kidder. John Bradley, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Dan.
Depending on which account you read, Billy the Kid killed between 4 and 21 men before he was shot to death by Sheriff Pat Garrett in 1881. What inspired you to write poems about Billy the Kid?
I'm a person who loves history, and we know very little about him. Blue eyes, buck teeth, kind of a ladies man, charming, could speak Spanish very fluently, has beautiful handwriting, I've noticed, in the facsimile letters, couldn't spell, but a sharp guy. But we know so little really about his life. Was he a good guy, a bad guy? Billy and his band of the Regulators were cast as bad guys, but they thought they were deputized and on the side of the law as well.
There's only one known photo of Billy the Kid. It's a sepia ferrotype of a baby-faced man holding a Winchester rifle and wearing a six-shooter on his hip. How can an image like this influence the writing of poetry?
I've studied that many times because it is the one that we know was his. He appears left-handed, and that's since been debunked, that he was right-handed, but the ferrotype was reversed. I think it's just one of the things that a writer needs to sort of feed the imagination. You stare at this person, you wonder, what was he like? You have these little personality quips, little tiny details you can pick up, but you go with what you know and you invent. It triggers the imagination.
When did you first become interested in Billy the Kid?
I grew up as a baby boomer on Westerns, and I loved the West, was fascinated by it, and I watched Hopalong Cassidy, Roy Rogers. I had a six gun. I had a cowboy hat. So the whole cowboy genre fascinated me. But what triggered it recently was watching a PBS documentary on Billy the Kid, maybe a year and a half ago.
One of the poems in this collection is Sister Blandina and the Kingdom of the Maggot. Sister Blandina was, according to legend, a nun who encountered Billy the Kid when his gang approached her stagecoach. The legend makes it clear that Billy intended to rob the stagecoach, but raised his hat and rode away when he saw a nun was on board. In your poem, it sounds like Sister Blandina is performing an exorcism on Billy the Kid.
Exactly. She cared for him, I think. She was attracted to him. She writes about three encounters with him in her memoir. But I took a flight of fantasy here of her trying to cure Billy the Kid.
Well, let's hear this flight of fantasy.
Okay. And this draws on a Bible quote from Matthew 8:31. So the demons besought him, saying, "If you cast us out, allow us to go away into the herd of swine." "Be gentle with him, sister," the demon spoke, from somewhere deep between the boy's rib and hip bone, as demons often do. How long he dwelled inside this child they call Billy the Kid, I cannot say. Boy without beginning, death within my own end. "We meet again, friend," I bid the demon, staring at the kid's trigger finger. So much damage from such a slender slip of flesh. "Wouldn't you like a sip of this sweet water?" I asked, holding forth my chamber pot, warmed this very morning. Not Billy's, but the beast's tongue emerged, long and dry and sickly, the tongue of a whoremonger before his mite of meat, just before the riven flesh surrenders to the kingdom of the maggot. Closer, sister, close. I could smell bear scat on its breath. "It's me you desire. Come forward. Leave this baby," I said. "Come unto me." Here did I open my robe, offering him suck. Something rushed from Billy's mouth, a burnt rag, blinded blackbird, blood at the back of a beak. It fell upon me, and I flung it away to the bed. With the handle of the boy's six gun, I hammered at the demon until it clawed no more. What I did, I can never undo. I bent the child's fingers back into his palm, but for the one that strokes the trigger. With the gun butt, dear God, did I beat upon that vile finger. Billy, 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 the rhythm of my labor spoke, until, exhausted, I dropped the gun. "What have you done, sister?" the demon goodly spoke. from somewhere and everywhere. At once I could find no word, no psalm within. Go, it said, and sin no more.
It sounds like one of those what-if moments. What if somebody intervened in Billy the Kid's life and removed whatever demons were inside him?
She feels compassion. She sees something good in this young man and thinks if she can just change this one thing, his ability to operate a gun so well, that she could save his soul. I had a Catholic upbringing, so I'm sure some of this is coming through the poem here.
You mentioned there were other encounters that Sister Blandina writes about with Billy the Kid.
Yes. At a jail, when he was incarcerated at one point, she comes to him. She wants to pray with him, save his soul. He basically says, you know, I am who I am. You can't really change me.
John Bradley is the author of a new collection of poems called The Cosmic Chronicles of Billy the Kidder. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dan.
At WNIJ.org, you can hear John Bradley read another poem about Billy the Kid. Next Wednesday, we'll talk with Chris Fink about his new novel, Farmer's Almanac. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.